Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
All right, Payne and Pendergast. We just got done with Nick Caserio. Good conversation. It'll be up on the podcast. Odyssey Rewind. Usable as well. Just never enough time, man. I looked down at all our things we had to get to with Nick, and that's what training camp is for, I guess.
A lot of the CJ Stroud stuff, I think it's really interesting. Like, it's almost impossible for CJ not to have more command of the offense this year. I think just in that, in talking about the run game alone, and really dialing in on how the quarterback directs things and gets things set up before run plays, identifying the mic. That's just for listeners. Like, it sounds simple enough, and it's funny because when you hear different quarterbacks talk about it, some will act like, yeah, it's stupid, I don't even know why they do it. Other quarterbacks spend a whole lot of mental energy defining who the mic linebacker is, who's not always the actual mic linebacker. It's just how you set protection and your run blocking, etc. Quarterbacks that have a lot of control over the offense are the ones that really label over being sure that they got everything set up beforehand properly.
Yeah.
And I think that's CJ's going to have more command over the offense just because I think that's the way Nick Caley operates.
Yes.
Doesn't mean that he's going to be up there and immediately be like Peyton Manning or Tom Brady, where the whole playbook is at their command. But I think the quarterback, just especially in being involved in the run game, is a big sign that, all right, this is going to be a different type of environment for CJ in the next couple of years.
Him mentioning the center
the last couple of years.
Yeah. Him mentioning the center position within that answer that you asked him about the run game and identifying things and whatnot. It has, like, just the optics of the center position in minicamp and OTA so far have looked curious, just because you got Jared Patterson on the roster, you got Juice Scruggs on the roster, you picked Jake Andrews up, I think, off the waiver wire, if I'm not mistaken. I don't think they traded for him. And he's been plugged in as the number one center. And I don't even know how much center he's played in his brief time in the NFL. I had forgotten about or had not realized that there is some connective tissue between him and Cole Popovich in that year at Troy, though. I'd either forgotten about it or...
I got to pull an Amy on you here because I've told you about it a couple times.
As I said, I've either forgotten about it, as I'm sure you've forgotten about things I've said before.
No, I know.
Yeah.
I think that, that there is that. As far as the one interesting thing I think he said was, hey, yes, you may have seen Jake Andrews out there as the starting center a bunch during the practices the media was allowed to watch, but they've had a lot more practices than that, and that it may be as simple as Juice Scruggs has been running with the ones, and a couple of the other non-public OTAs or non-media open OTAs.
Maybe, yeah.
And so that's why it's hazardous to read too much into it.
It seemed to be a strange coincidence, I will say that. That would be an awfully strange coincidence that it's just these public practices where Jake Andrews has been the unquestioned one, and then these other ones, there's been all this shuffling going on.
But that
on
might here. Be design by design as well.
Could be. Yeah, know? Could be. I don't know. Yeah, maybe.
Maybe they got Trent Brown 6'8" there at center.
Yeah, yeah. Those are the only play, and any of the other ones he doesn't practice at all, Trent Brown. Yeah, he's just giving guys advice. Text message, you can text the show, 713-572-4610. I'm sure we'll be hearing more of Nick Caserio throughout the day on the station today. Text message, thank you, Nick, for revamping this franchise. That's one text. The very next text, quote, my broker doesn't allow me to buy Coinbase. Talk about sounding like a douche. Nick did say that. He said, my broker doesn't allow me because Seth was bringing up Bitcoin. He brought up a book he's reading about Bitcoin and then hoping that the book would somehow help Seth find his Bitcoin password that he's lost.
I feel like, okay, so you and Brandy have both said I have a tendency to be a little too technical and overcorrect at times. I guess, how do I go about this? Because you said I didn't even know that Cole Popovich had, I forgot that Cole Popovich had this.
I think
connection.
It's I have forgotten, yeah.
Yeah. So, like, I feel like there's no way for me to chime in on that where, like, I don't want to be pulled into being the guy that doesn't know either. Yeah. I don't know. I guess maybe I'm just.
Are you trying to figure out a better way to correct me on it? Or what, like, what are you trying to figure out?
I just don't want people thinking that I didn't know that Cole had a.
You want to separate yourself
Jake
from that.
Andrews. Yeah.
Okay. No, I don't mind you. I don't mind the way you did it. You kind of rolled your eyes, though, at the fact that I was doing this, when in fact you do it sometimes, too. You know,
I rolled my eyes the same way Amy would have rolled her eyes, though, too. It was like, I told you that.
Yeah, I'm married. I have sex with her. If I have, you know, like, that's the thing, you know.
Wow. Everybody's got a price, Sean.
Yeah. And there you go. So Cole Popovich and Jake Andrews running with the ones at center and time in maybe some time in New England as well with Kaylee, possibly. I can't remember if there was any sort of
Kaylee,
connection.
There
with
wasn't
those two.
Crossover there. The Kaylee or with Kaylee, what who was Cole Pop?
No, with Andrews. Wouldn't have been any of that. Yeah.
Kaylee was gone when Andrews was a rookie.
Yep. All right, J.J. Watt. J.J. Watt was in the house yesterday, and he will be broadcasting for CBS this fall. He's been with CBS for a year or so now, doing the studio show. He's going to be on. He's going to be on game duty now with Ian Eagle. They're the number two team on CBS. Here was J.J. Watt saying, "I never thought I would be in the media, I'm an analyst."
It has nothing to do with the decorations. It has more to do with the day-to-day enjoyment of what you do. I love the game of football. You know, when I was playing, I always said I would never be an analyst. I was like, you'll never, ever catch me doing that. And then I retired and I realized, son of a bitch, I really love this game. Like, I really love football. So I want to be around it. I want to be a part of it. And I love watching these guys at the highest level do what they do. So it's a lot of fun.
How many guys do you think, like, that end up getting into media had JJ's point of view? I mean, you're in the media now too. Like, where did
I never thought I would. Yeah. There's no way, chance in hell, I thought I would.
Yeah.
I kind of went through the similar thing where I spent a few years doing different things that you always wanted to try out, and you realize, it's like taking a break. You know, people get divorced and then get remarried. You get divorced and then you're out there and you're like, oh crap, the one I was searching for was right in front of me all the time.
Yeah, yeah.
And then you start playing a song by Air Supply in the background. there is that. And then the fun thing too is, and you know, JJ's probably learned this already because he's been doing media. He just hasn't been doing color commentary. But especially when you do color commentary, you end up learning so much more about the parts that didn't matter as much to you when you were a player. So with coverages and the passing game and all of that. And the cool thing is, being a color analyst, is that you have access to not just anybody that you might want to call up on the phone, but every week you get to talk to people, the coaches in these production meetings and everything, and really get it's an ongoing education in football itself.
Yeah.
And as the game is changing, whether you played quarterback or defensive line, you got to keep learning exactly what they're doing now versus how they were doing it 10 years ago. And I think JJ will really like that.
Yeah,
I learned way more about coverages in the passing game when I was done playing football than I had learned while I was in the NFL, because just out of necessity that, like, okay, you know, and it's easy. There's you've got a vague awareness of a lot of things, and you've seen it coached on the field and everything, but you never really focused on it before, so you can really dial in on it, and that part's fun.
The biggest adjustment for JJ in this role will probably be, honestly, the travel. Like, he's going to be on the road every weekend now, going and doing games, you know, like, whereas the previous role with CBS, it was very specific travel to New York, and he was only doing, like, a handful of weeks. He was part-time. Yeah. This is like a full-time thing, man, where you're flying in early for production meetings and things like that. I mean, you're there for, you know, you're there for the better part of 2 or 3 days.
They're there Friday through Monday at least.
Yeah.
So, you know, like part of Friday and part of Monday when you fly out in the morning. A lot of times they fly out on Sunday night, but whatever.
Yeah.
So then leading up to that, you're preparing for it. If you actually do it the way you're supposed to.
Yep.
There are some notable color analysts who I think watch very little film before the game. I always enjoy the guys who you can tell have prepared, and they're like, "Oh, this guy's telling me something about my team
that I hadn't thought about it that way." Yeah,
yeah. Yep. As opposed to with some of them, you're like, "No, you idiot!" You know, like some. I won't say who, but some analysts will be like, "Ah, oh, you don't see him line up in this formation that much." I'm like, "I did it 10 times last week, 10 times."
JJ's behind that guy in the rotation right now. It's just a matter of time. All right. More JJ Watt. JJ was asked if he knows if he's going to be calling any Texans games and if there's anything he's nervous about getting into this job.
We don't. It's crazy. You don't find out sometimes until the week before, but sometimes, you know, a couple weeks before. I would imagine. I mean, we have the AFC, and the Texans are obviously a draw in the AFC, so we'll have some. As far as what I'm nervous about, I'm not nervous about much because I know for a fact that half the people are going to shit on me for liking one team and half the people are going to shit on me for liking the other team. So it doesn't really matter what I say. I'm going to get trashed either way. So that gives me a lot of freedom to just say what I want to say and just to be truthful and honest, and I'm really looking forward to it.
Okay, here's my question for you, Seth. Do you think that if JJ, we'll go through the schedule, we'll rapid fire it in a second here, but if JJ Watt were to do a Texans game, which I think there's a good chance, I mean, he's on the number two team. They're in kind of that sweet spot that it feels like the Iron Eagle JJ Watt team, you know, where the Texans aren't like the Chiefs, the Ravens, or the Bills that are going to be a default A team, but they're a good enough one where they'll be in that kind of that sweet spot that we're not getting a lot of Andrew Catalan and Spiro Dedis anymore on the call.
Yeah.
If do you think Texan fans are capable of pooping on J.J. Watt if they don't think he's treating the Texans fairly?
If you ask me if any fan is capable of pooping on any other beloved athlete, I would say yes, 100%. Yeah. I think J.J. will be pretty even-handed about it because, for one, as far as the difficult balance is trying to find that balance where you got to critique, but you don't want to be insulting, you know, and JJ is going to be really good at that, I think.
Yeah.
And so I think he will be genuinely even-handed when he does Texans games, which when you're genuinely even-handed, we know this, it always ends up being that both teams end up thinking you're biased. I can't believe he said that nice thing about the opponent. He won't shut up about how good the opponent is.
That is the curse of being a national broadcaster is both
And then you add alcohol into the mix, Sean. And there will be some fans that are upset that JJ has forsaken the Texans, even though he's saying something that's 100%.
I'm here for that. I'm here. I don't wish it on JJ, but I'm here for the entertainment value of it for sure.
I've always said that I feel like this will tell you. Personally, I feel like Troy Aikman is very fair when he does Cowboys games. And every time I say that, man, there's some people that call me an idiot. They're like, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Are you kidding me? Didn't you see him say this or that or whatever? Yeah.
It's true. It's funny. With Troy and the Cowboys, too, though, especially some of the things I've seen him say in interviews, there's almost a chance of the reverse happening to where he's so angry with the Cowboys and the way they're operating that he might go all in on them guns a-blazing, you know?
Yeah, no, I agree. It's a good point. I think there are times where in a game you might feel like, man, he's not happy with the Cowboys right now
yeah.
for more reasons than just here right now.
It's a bias. It's just a different kind of bias. It's showing itself in a different way.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
So J.J. Watt gets to do games with Ian Eagle. Here are his thoughts on his new play-by-play partner.
Ian's the best. There's nothing better when you've got Ian Eagle as your partner. Just so smooth, so witty, so smart, balanced. He will make me look good in any situation. I'm very lucky to have such a great partner.
Yeah, he's right about that. I don't think that's just platitudes. I think Ian Eagle's the best guy on that CBS roster right now.
I think Ian Eagle is he and Kevin Harlan both do a really good job of being super
smooth. Yeah, Kevin Harlan's on there too. Damn it.
Oh yeah, boy. I just figured he must have jumped somewhere else for you to leave Kevin Harlan out of it.
Yeah, yeah. No, I really feel Harlan's more of a basketball voice for me than football. Okay. They're both great. They're both excellent. They're 1 and 2 in some order for me.
Was Kevin Harlan? I've always been curious. I've always wondered why is he not
higher
the
up
guy in football, Monday Night Football or something? Is it probably just because he enjoys doing all the sports or at least basketball and football?
Probably,
and
yeah.
He does something else occasionally that he probably just doesn't. The networks a lot of times want the Monday Night guy to be just the Monday Night guy.
Yeah, he does do radios. He is Westwood One's radio voice on Monday Night.
But he's so much in my personal preference is Kevin Harlan above everybody else.
Yeah,
he's
your favorite
in my mind to Kevin Harlan.
He's your favorite. He's excellent. He's really
because he's
really
so smooth and yet also has the personality and also knows how to bring out the personality of his color analyst.
Yeah,
there's times where he's paired with a color analyst who I think is kind of a dud.
Yeah,
and by the end of the broadcast, I'm like, oh yeah, you know what? That guy actually is better than I thought
he was. That's a really good point. That's a really really good point. So do J.J. Watt and Ian Eagle get Texans games? I was looking at this yesterday, Seth, and the Texans, as of right now, are only slated to be on CBS 7 times this year, even though CBS carries the AFC rights. Now, the Texans are a bigger draw now, so they do have 4 primetime games. Those will not be CBS games. I was surprised they have 4 games that are set to be on Fox.
Year. The way some of the you said the one weird one is the Broncos.
The Broncos is set to be
game,
a Fox game.
With both AFC opponents, it should be. But I guess they've loosened up the restrictions.
They have.
You know what, Sean? I don't. It's weird because it's so far away from the days when every single week you could count on Steve Tasker and whoever he's paired with being the Texans.
They were like
color
a whole
analyst.
Team crew. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I was texting with some people with the Texans yesterday and we were talking about this exact thing and they were getting excited saying, hey man, that Rams game in week 1 is a CBS game at 3:25. That could very well be a J.J. Watt, Ian Eagle game. Like the Rams, ooh, you know, you got to think about it right now. And as J.J. said, it gets decided in season. So if any of these teams are a big surprise, like if the Jags are really good, then in week 10, that could be a J.J. Watt, Ian Eagle game. Like right now, I don't think it would be. I think that's the two that I think have the best chance are at the Rams in week 1 and then maybe the Ravens in week 5. They're at the Ravens in week 5. Maybe that one too. That's two teams that were, you know, final 8 in the NFL last year.
As far as NFL opening week matchups where there's crossover between the two teams, this isn't going to be a headline one outside of Houston or with the Rams, but the fact that Nick Caley, the brand new offensive 100%. Coordinator for the Texans, is going up against a team that he just spent 2 years with.
Yeah.
That's relevant. I am inclined to hope that what we know is that Nick Caley knows a lot more about how Sean McVay calls a game, and Nick Caley knows more about how the Rams defense operates than they know about how Nick Caley calls a game.
Yeah.
Because other than what they allowed him to do in the preseason at various times, they just don't have a clue. So if there's any ability to ambush or use common ties or whatever to their advantage, and that's usually overstated, but still, if there is an advantage, I think the Texans might have a little infinitesimal edge on that one.
I think so. No, I think that's a really good point.
The other is, so that common cross tie pales in comparison to Aaron Rodgers versus Justin Fields with the Jets in week one.
Yes.
That's going to be a big, Justin Fields, who was previously with the Steelers now with the Jets.
It's like they traded.
Aaron Rodgers with the Jets, now he's with the Steelers, and they're right there in week one. That's going to – boy, there's going to be so many premature takes after that game that I love it.
It'll be great. And that you know what? And that may be – you have T.J. Watt playing for the Steelers as well. We're just thinking if that be a game J.J. Watt would get assigned to, because that is not a – on paper, just purely talent-wise, that's not a marquee matchup to the degree the Texans and the Rams are. Like, the Jets – were a disaster last year, and the Steelers were a limping into the playoff team. They got blown out in the playoffs.
Yeah, with an aging quarterback.
Yeah. So they signed an older guy.
Let's try an older one than that.
They're going to sign Brady next year. Brady's going to have to divest himself in the Raiders and go back and play for the Steelers next year.
Although if there's one thing you could say about, you know, both Aaron Rodgers and Russell Wilson as they try to play in their later years, like Russell Wilson last year, it was looking all right for the first half of the season.
It was.
And then he got old. You know, yeah. And it's like Aaron Rodgers did some good things in the first, he wasn't as impressive as Russell Wilson, or at least wasn't having success, but still, you're going to get the best version of an old quarterback early in the season.
All right, one big thing that's being under-discussed in the Kevin Durant trade talks that we will discuss coming up next.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.